Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the January 6th Monday edition, or as I like to think of it, Dom and Donald Trump and Scott Ross, birthday Eve. How you doing, little
buddy? I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you, Evan, on the board. Our fair audience, happy Monday to us all, and happy birthday to you yesterday, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it mightily.
It was your birthday, and you gave me a gift.
I'd like to thank us a gift, because isn't it kind of our time around here?
It's our time, absolutely.
So we got some new listeners. We appreciate all the new ears on us. You know, we love you best when you get the Devil Radio app, because then you can take us anywhere. But we do this little show, and Dom, sometimes we get invited on other networks and shows and stuffs, and that was the case yesterday. And you've heard me make a lot of big, big promises. You know, I'm going to go on Fox News and I'm going to burn it down.
You keep promising. You kept promising. We kept asking, Crudy, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Fox News, Fox, shouldn't be Fox News. It's just Fox. They're terrible. They're part of the problem. You give them validity when you show up.
Well, that's probably the case. But, you know, I'd like to think in this case, Tom, promises made, promises kept, baby. Yeah. I kept my promise to you and the fair listening audience and the entire world that was watching on the Fox News. Or more importantly, like the viral Twitter streams that have subsequently gone out. I noted that my little Fox News appearance has been translated into at least 3 languages so far. Worldwide,
wow,
baby.
Oh, all right.
I wonder how you say devil's advocates in the German or French. I noted the article. I just see Fox News and bull something, you know, like a strong medium profanity. Nothing I wouldn't say around the house in front
nothing,
of
kids. Nothing that, you know, the former Attorney General of the United States wouldn't have said many, many, many times in testimony.
Well, they played that testimony. We had to dump the attorney general earlier today. Former attorney general. You know, between the former attorney general, he and Merrick Garland, I'm getting them confused. Less so with, like, Biden and Trump, like, having had to interchange the former and the current and the former. But the attorney generals, you know, getting a little confused. I'll try to keep them straight. One guy, redacted Mueller report, corrupted, you know, sort of an apologist, and has really kept hidden from the world just how close it came, just how bad it was. And that's Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, yes.
And the other attorney general, Tom, I'm hoping someday soon we'll be celebrating Merrick Garland Day all across this great nation, certainly here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Network.
Regarding Merrick Garland, there was a quote. He had some separate enforcement action to the NPR reporting that he's watching the House hearings. Here's his quote. The current Attorney General Merrick Garland, I'm watching and I will be watching all the hearings, although I may not be able to watch all of it live. But I'll be sure that I'll be watching all that. And I can assure you that the January 6th prosecutors are watching all the hearings as well.
Can I buy him some popcorn?
Oh, please.
Some spotted cow? There's not a lot of leftover spotted cow from the weekend. that other, you know, less watered down version of your favorite beer. Well, we got plenty of that in the cooler.
But, oh, I did have some Spotted Cow. That was good. Great party the other night as
people
well.
People like the Spotted Cow.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's a Wisconsin classic.
It is a Wisconsin tradition. Well, Dom, so speak in your mind. Being candid, being blunt, and keeping promises. And I try to be all those things all wrapped up into one sexy package. So I took it to Fox News. And I'd point out, you know, I started out calmly enough, and we've got the entirety of the context. I've got the entire 2.5-3 minute interview. It was supposed to go longer. I think I was supposed to stay beyond the commercial break. Well, I was telling the story, just parts of it. You know, I get up to drop the mic and blast off. And I had the IFB, the headphone on, you know, just in the ear. So it like about hung my ear. So I got the old, so less than cool in my stock off. And I was so fired up. I actually left my wallet. So I had to go back to the TV station this morning and they didn't even know what crappy studio they jammed me in, at least not the receptionist. So I went through. They got like 6 studios over at Channel 3. That's a nice building. I'm thinking, why'd I get this crappy studio? You know, like a poster of Madison on the wall. Yeah, you know, they got the nice ones. Let me sit on the news set. I'd look sexy.
Not for you, man.
Well, let's get this started, Tom. I'm trying to tell a story here, man, and I'm going to tell it with my own words. Crudy quoting Crudy on his appearance on the Foxy News, and I had promised you folks, you know, I'm going to go on. I'm going to make a big splash. And the last time I didn't do it, that was only like a month ago.
Yeah, man, you've been promising that for some time.
No, just since the last time. Last time I made the big talk and then I didn't carry it.
Last couple of times. But that's your story. I'll let you tell it.
You know I've been trash talking off air. Me and you, just when we talk, sure, I've been talking big. But, you know, try to be super cool media figures. Figure even if we only capture one more heart and mind going on Fox News. But, you know, it's been 2 birthdays in a row here, man. You know how hard it is to get up on a birthday hangover and go to Fox News?
Oh, it's
and then get painted in the corner and, you know, let's talk about inflation, Mike. Well, as fate would have it, there was actually breaking news on Sunday morning. And luckily, I flipped on Fox News just to see what they were talking about. So I was aware of the new proposal because I missed the email like, oh, we changed topics on you again. So anyways, I get there and they tell me as, you know, we're coming out of the first commercial break, first segment block of the entire show. Oh, here's your co-panelist. Same dude from a year ago, this Creole guy, supposedly this righty whitey talker, you know, like 9 followers on Facebook. And he's from like New Orleans or something. So anyways, we started, you know, typical. They pitch it to one guy and then they're going to pitch it to the other guy. And I got to go first. And hell, man, it started civilly enough. Going to need your help, Evan. If you would, let's just, you know, do cut number 1, the bipartisan proposal. I was very proud. I thought, good first step. Here I am, very, very calm, Crudy. Cut 1.
Let's turn now to today's panel. With me today is Jeff Cruere, a Louisiana talk radio host and GOP strategist, and Mike Crute, Wisconsin progressive radio host. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
So let's start with the breaking news.
I didn't have my mic on then.
Your thoughts on the principles here related to guns, school safety, and mental health.
Well, it's certainly a step in the right direction. You'd like to see more get done. But the fact that this is a bipartisan proposal, as the president's now describing it, I think it's got to be encouraging. You know, we want to see steps in the right direction, and red flag laws is certainly a step in the right direction.
For me, that's pretty efficient. You know what I mean? That was like a 45-second bite. You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, that's a good place to step out.
Right, right. In and out, quick, to the point.
So let's hear from Gumbo Jeff, the talker from Louisiana. Here was his response. I got to tell you, man, I was already reacting. You can probably hear me huff and puff in the background here. Cut 2.
A number of Republicans tell me they like the principles, but they do say they want to see actual legislative text. Jeff, your thoughts.
I'm worried about it, Mike. I don't think we should be taking away Second Amendment rights. My focus is school safety. I mean, I think if we had a secure environment there at Robb Elementary, you wouldn't have had the kind of carnage that we saw. I think a lot of these shootings have been in environments where they're, quote, gun-free zones. I don't like taking away any kind of rights. I'm concerned about red flag laws. I want to see the text of this before saying I would approve of it or not, but I'm very leery of anything that doesn't really focus on what I think is the core issue, and that is...
Well, we absolutely need to take the fight to Republicans. With all due respect to your Jeff, what a ridiculous answer. Of course we want to stop people that have been identified as people that should be red flagged. To blame it on unmanned schools, unarmed schools, I mean, the cops failed us in this case. But here's the fight part. Joe Biden should be out there and fighting for democracy every single day. We should be talking about the January 6th hearings that go again live that this network failed to cover, because I tell you what, the real fight is for democracy. The real fight is for the soul, and the real bull is that your network won't cover it.
844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
I get it. I appreciate it, Crudy. I certainly do. And to quote Lizzo, it's about damn time. So thank you for
what,
that.
I didn't do it soon enough?
I know, man. I've been telling you to do this. I've been asking you.
Come on, man. If they'd have set me up with the disinformation board the last time, if they'd have switched topics last minute, you know, because you got to have something to say.
Sure. It's got to be in context. It's got to flow with what
you're talking about. It was in context. Joe Biden made it so. Well, yeah, I showed a little fight. And sorry we had to dump it. But, you know, Fox News didn't have that... real time. I don't know why they didn't dump me on Fox News. I was a little shocked. The guy responded to me. Whoa.
I'm going to take some umbrage. You got very, very sensitive about the language.
Me attacking.
Which, of course, you rightfully pointed out was.
It wasn't, hey, man, about the language.
This is your Bill Barr. But that's what he jumped on, right? Not the fact that the president orchestrated a coup attempt.
No. The language, the complaint about the profanity, that actually came from the other panelist. From Creole Jeff, who's talking smack about, you know, why the kids should die because Second Amendment, right? That was Creole Jeff that complained about the profanity. But no, Fox News didn't complain. Mike Emanuel, the fine host, and sorry, Mike, didn't mean to be unprofessional on your show.
Eh.
But they got tech capabilities. If we got to dump button, they got to dump button. They wanted me gone bad enough. I mean, eventually, and very soon thereafter, they did completely turn my microphone off. The segment's still going on, but I have no longer the ability to communicate. But you can see me. I'm just pointing. I'm just flailing, I guess, Dom. I was just saying it for my sake, and that apparently happens on the radio here as well sometimes. But I got one more. Crudy going for the kill shot. It's described on the hit list here. I don't think there's any more profanity on here, so let's see if we can get through one show.
We'll do it.
Cut number four, please, Crudy, on the Fox News Sunday.
Whoa. We covered it plenty. We just aired it on the Fox Business Network. We sent it to all of our Fox stations.
Fox Business Network.
Dude, you're going to come on here. Let me set the record straight. I want to be neutral here, but when you attack our network,
okay.
I got a problem with that.
Did you run any
ads during
Tucker Carlson's show?
Mike, let me get in here. Mike, hold on.
Do you like that one?
We get from the other side using
filth.
Profane
That's
language.
That's exactly the words
yeah,
used.
The Democrats
by the
want to focus on January 6th.
Bill Barr.
The Democrats want to focus on everything but the main issue, and that
the
is the fact that we've got historic gas prices. We've got historic inflation.
Yes,
American people are not able to keep up with these costs. They're falling further behind every month. The Biden administration is making it worse. They've got no answer to any of these
Republicans
problems. This guy guy keeps talking, okay?
Fellas, we got to run.
I'm trying to fly in here that the Biden
slug it out
administration
after the break.
Is the reason.
Now I'm cut off because I'm still peppered, man. I'm still, you son of a, you know, I'm going at it. But, you know, that was a, I'd like to think, a strategic slip, Dom.
Well, and there's a couple of things I would point out to your co-panelists there. Number one, inflation. So what are the Republicans' plans for inflation? Tax
well,
cuts?
I did. Right,
so
I
they have zero plan for inflation other than to bitch about it and try to club the president, President Biden, over the head with it. And number two, you know, spare me this American people, you know, comment. There will be no America if your guy, if Donald Trump was successful in this coup attempt. That's not America. That's some banana republic kind of stuff, man. So if you really care about American people and American values and democracy, then you sure as hell, number one, Fox News, Fox, should be covering this live. And number two, you should be really careful about your complaining about how America is supposed to be. Because if it was up to you, you're down with Trump. You think that we should just move along. Ignore the J6 committee. Oh, the American people, it's all about inflation. Well, yeah, there are other things. We can do more than one thing at once. And one of the things we most certainly should be doing is addressing and assessing and finding out what the hell happened with the coup attempt, who was involved, who financed it, and what were the circumstances around it, and who ultimately will be held accountable. Because Fox isn't doing it, and your co-panelist certainly doesn't want to talk about it.
No, he didn't seem to.
No.
Not about that, you know, inflation, crime, you know, that's what they always do. It's either
crime,
open
yes.
borders, crime, immigrants, or inflation.
And seven of the top most murderous, crime-ridden cities are run by Republicans, according to some of the stats I was reading over the weekend. Republicans. So come on. I mean, if you don't have a country to protect, what the hell are you trying to do? You want the Mussolini coming? You want some fascist authoritarianism?
Yes,
to come in and lie and grift and steal and these Republicans, Bill Barr, while great to hear it now, dude, a little late. You could have come out and said it. Maybe you would have saved some lives. Maybe you'd have saved some hassle, but no, you didn't. You kept your mouth shut and wrote a book and only came in testify once you were under oath and once you were subpoenaed. Terrible. You're not a hero. You're part of the problem. So's Fox, and so's your co-panelist.
Yes and yes. But you know, Bill Barr, we've famously quoted him many times here. Fancy Brian often drops it. Well, history is written by the winners. If Trump had been successful, you don't think Bill Barr would be testifying. Bill Barr would be serving in the Trump administration 2.0, the Trump regime.
If Donald Trump would have been successful in the coup, he would have retained, at least for a short while, the executive branch. But you can't tell me that all of a sudden, what, now the Senate's going to flip and the House is going to flip? That doesn't go. The whole thing was doomed to fail. So there still would have been an investigation, whether or not it was President Biden or whether or not it was Biden or Trump, because this is the Congress. This is Nancy Speaker Pelosi's put this committee together.
You know why the coup failed? I heard this speculated on.
Because Trump tried it, and Trump's a loser.
No, because Trump didn't carry through with the final step.
He didn't walk down to the Capitol.
You got it. If he'd have walked down to the Capitol and they'd have had a leader there to rally around, you could have been the president. You could have been king for life, Trump. It would have been a short life, you know, all the Big Macs and the high cholesterol and the probable Ritalin and all the different stuff you're doing to your body, man. You barely sleep, last I heard. But I got to think, it could have been a successful coup. I mean, if they'd have taken the building, if they'd have taken hostages, if they'd have taken the vice president, a lot of things could have happened.
I'm pretty sure if they'd have hung Mike Pence, that would not have been a successful coup. To say
you're not. Well, what makes you think it wouldn't have been? Come back, more devils. You'll have to answer that on the other side. Phone calls next.
Grass. grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday, January 6th hearing edition. Dom's birthday eve. Looking forward to another birthday in the family here, Dom.
I know, man. Great.
And Mrs. Selvia, the lovely Steffi. Well, she just had her birthday as well. Great to see your wife.
It is the month of June, man. It's the birthday month.
All the best people are Geminis. That's all I got to say.
Except for Trump.
844-967-2789. He kind of wrecks it for the rest of us.
Yeah,
sexy
he does.
Geminis, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. It was nice to see you on Fox. I don't call it news. I just call it Fox.
Yeah, there you go.
In this state, the GOP was on board with the overthrow or the election fraud. All of them, even three Supreme Court justices, that's kind of spooky. Hey, but today, CBS Market Watch had an article that one-third of the inflation is because of the war in Russia, a third of it. And you know Biden is nervous because he's going to Saudi to talk to those boys about oil. So, but that's a lot. So if you didn't have the Russian oil, the Russian war was going on, you wouldn't have near the inflation. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, the disingenuous right, they don't care, Paul, because they can blame them for the gas prices. Most people aren't looking at the, you know, international oil outlooks and don't care that gas is like $11 a gallon in Taiwan. They know they're paying $5, and that's as bad as it's been. So it's Joe Biden's fault. That's basically every Fox News segment I've ever been on.
Yeah, it's sad to see that they want to tear the president down. Actually, they want to see failure. I mean, the economy, everything, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Trump was just a tool. He's guilty. I don't even have to see any more of the hearings, but I'll listen to him on your station, Cody. Anyway,
Paul. Please do.
Thanks,
Paul. Appreciate it, man. I think he makes a good point. Of course, there is a war going on. Oil is a worldwide commodity. Russia is a big oil producer. But I don't think, that also, let's not forget, coming out of a recession, a pandemic-induced recession, a lot of pent-up demand, those things will impact inflation. But we've talked about it maybe perhaps a month or two ago. Oil production, American oil output under Joe Biden is higher than it is under Trump, the highest ever. And you can go find this out for yourself if you are so inclined. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, they have lots of stats out there for you. This is all public
knowledge. They're not so inclined, Dom. They don't want to know the truth.
It doesn't matter if they don't want to. Donald Trump didn't want to believe that he lost the election. Donald Trump wanted to stay in office. Donald Trump wanted to grip the a quarter of $1 billion from his suckers who follow him and love him as the cult leader. It doesn't matter what you want. The facts are the facts. Oil production in this country right now is higher under Biden than it was under Trump, period. Now, why is that not translating down to the gas pump for us? Well, that's a great question, Republicans. Maybe you should have a hearing on it.
Dominic, I hate to digress, but we've got some local weather we've got to update people on. Now, we had some pretty bad storms that blew through here. I was sort of amazed at how quickly we lost big-ass branches falling in University Avenue here, where the world headquarters is. Here is a quick release, Dane County, on the severe weather that hit here maybe an hour, 90 minutes ago. Dane County is responding to storm damage across the county. Dane County's Department of Emergency Management is working with local governments to identify the amount and severity of the damage from the storms. Now, here's the important part. There are power outages across the county, with the greatest concentration of outages in the cities of Madison, Middleton, and Monona. Utility crews are diligently working to restore power as quickly as possible. And although several Dane County sirens have lost power, they are still operable because they operate on batteries. The power only recharges the batteries. When power is restored, the sirens may make some minor noises. So be careful if later, the batteries charge and the sirens are going off quietly. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi is working to ensure county assistance is ready. Parisi says, I've been reaching out to Dane County departments and other local leaders to ensure Dane County can support emergency needs created by these storms. We remain ready to support our residents and first responders' needs. Dane County will continue to support emergency response efforts. Pretty substantial storm blew through here. Heading east, heading your way, buddy.
Dude, it's here right now. I got a little glitch in the system here on that on our last segment. Here's what the Journal Sentinel is reporting. Severe thunderstorms that forecasted are now here. All of southern Wisconsin is under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. Counties include in the watch are Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Dodge, Racine, Kenosha, Dane, Jefferson, Columbia, Green Lake, Marquette, Sauk, Rock, and Walworth. A severe thunderstorm warning was in effect for Milwaukee County and northern Racine County until 4:45 p.m. Large hail and potentially damaging winds were the main threats from this storm.
And we've got 17,000 people without power here in the Dane County area. And I think my wife sent me a photo, eyewitness weather. What? Oh, I hope that tree's not down in my yard. Oh, power lines down in our street. So, you know, better stay on the radio. No sense in going home.
Waukesha County, severe thunderstorm warning was in effect for Waukesha County until 4:45 p.m. on Monday. The Weather Service said golf ball size hail and 70 mile per hour wind gusts were possible in that storm.
So be careful out there. Fancy Brian tells us the highways are foxed and can't see more than 20 feet. Be careful out there. Fancy Brian's got a momentary thing. He'll join us again, hopefully, on the airwaves tomorrow. But you can always join us on the airwaves. You got to call us, though, at 844-967-2789. Mark in the sack. Man, be careful on the roads if you're driving, Mark. Welcome to the big show.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not going to be driving anywhere. I got my driving all the way earlier today. Met with a union retiree lunch was today, our monthly one. But, yeah, and it's. I'm glad you stood up to him, you know, to gumbo Jeff. I mean, maybe, you know, when the hurricanes hit there and down there in Louisiana, he'll be glad that Biden is president rather than Trump. Cause
yeah, he'll be all about the socialism then, Mark, right?
Funded there. Yeah. You know, maybe an alligator won't drag him down into the deep and chew on his sorry ass. That it's it. And
hey, fella, you leave the swearing on the broadcast to me, okay?
And Dom has got it. Yes, I'm sorry about that. And Dom has got it exactly right. I mean, the American public needs to actually educate itself a little bit because the president can do very little about inflation, aside from right on the very edges of it, the stuff. And the fact that, you know, oil is like you said, that the oil production is up. All we hear from CJ is, oh, oil production is down and Biden is limited in this and limited in that. No, the oil companies are just gouging the heck out of us. And oil is one of the reasons that some of the inflation we have, and also demand. People haven't slacked off on their demand at all. If it was that big of a problem thus far, and it is a problem for the people down at the lower end of the economic scale for groceries and such, but if because demand is high, it's whole supply and demand, the pent-up demand that we have after the pandemic is part of the reason for this.
Yeah, that's all true. Mark, want to keep moving down the phones. I understand we've got some other traffic weather-related info coming from our pal Jimmy Kay, part of the Max Inc. radio team. Welcome, Jimmy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Creed, hey, so East Johnson Street, the 1,000 block of East Johnson Street is blocked to a downed tree. They're routing people around Ingersoll back to East Washington.
You're talking about in downtown Madison, right, Jimmy Kay?
Yeah, downtown Madison on the Isthmus, East Johnson Street, the 1,000 block. There's a tree down blocking both lanes. Also, the 900 block of East Gorm going toward downtown, the left lane is blocked due to a downed tree. And I was also just downtown campus area. It looks like it took a pretty bad hit between the hail and the wind. There's multiple trees down, and it's pretty rough, so just be safe. Wanted to call and report that.
Well, Jimmy K, we appreciate you doing so, man. It was a little spooky here on the west side, like 5 minutes. I thought we might be seeing some sort of tornadic activity because of the size of the branches that were being blown around into the windows here. And then I looked down University Avenue in Madison. We got big branches down. And apparently, my wife tells me, a tree down on our street and the electric off in Middleton, across Madison, many places experiencing power outages. And sad to report to our friends in southeastern Wisconsin, you know, listening on the Shaw 540 AM and 101 FM, storms coming your way, folks. So be careful. 844-967-2789. There's an old friend, Profane Ronnie. Watch your mouth, sister.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, man. It's Profane Crudy, my kindred spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, sister. We'll get thrown out of that nice place in downtown Waukesha together again someday soon, I suspect.
Oh, that I can't wait for that. That would be awesome.
Well, if anyone doesn't know us, I think very profane people are the best kind of people, Ronnie.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, you know, it's just the depth of our emotion. Isn't that what one of those football players
said? I think it's been proven, Ronnie, that those who swear a lot are the most intelligent.
Dom must be the smartest guy we know, Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. No, I had heard this morning that you had broken the bank at Fox News, so I went online and I looked at your segment, and I just burst out laughing. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm so happy you did it. And, boy, I don't know. I wish more people would do that kind of stuff. Just call them out on it, you know?
Well, how many people really get the opportunity to be invited on Fox News? I mean, I don't know how they ever got my phone number, but how many people really ever get, you know, so you got to have some sort of a job where, you know, you got some notoriety. You're a radio host, and there's only like 9 progressive radio hosts in America. So they call Crudy occasionally. But, you know, I don't know how anyone would get that opportunity. And I felt like, you know, I had to do it for us, Ronnie.
Well, and I'm glad you did. I wish more of the other just regular, you know, nightly news people, daytime news people, you know, they can leave out the BS word, but I wish they would ask those kind of questions and say those kind of things, because they don't. They just give them a little softball, and then just before the answer is given, they go on to the next question. And that, my friend, is BS.
When I heard Gumbo Jeff starting to wax nostalgic about the Second Amendment in regards to Second Amendment regarding any sort of red flag, any sort of bipartisan progress. I mean, this is the bipartisan. John Cornyn came out and said, there's nothing really here except for a red flag thing. This is not a win for Joe Biden. Yet the righties would still not find this satisfactory because, you know, they might be taking my crazy man guns. You know, if I'm crazy, I still have a Second Amendment right to carry guns, don't I? That's the premise.
Well,
and I could see it coming, Ronnie, and I just said, you know what? Enough.
It's so disingenuous, Ronnie. I mean, this guy, I mean, does he advocate for, you know, the return of the Tommy gun? You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you, what is the limit? We already have limits. There's limits on all our constitutional rights. You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater, right? I mean, there are things that we can do that are logical and correct to make sure that people don't get harmed while other people are trying to engage in their exercising of their rights. It's always a balancing act. It's always a matter of degree. And if I was to believe what the guy is saying, hell, everybody should have a suitcase nuke just in case they decide to take, you know, a couple of cities out with them because they got mad that, you know, someone yelled at them.
Ronnie, I know I got a little profane later in the appearance, but my first retort to Jeff, I don't know if you heard it clearly, I called him ridiculous, and there were so many words going through my head, like, your answer, you freaking moron, you knuckle dragon idiot of a man. You know, I felt
you restrained yourself.
Well, I said with all due respect to Jeff.
I mean, that gives you an opportunity to say whatever the hell you want.
Whatever's coming next is going to be disrespectful. But, you know, I'm talking about the whole degrees of disrespect. I've said much worse to Dom just out of love.
Yeah, anytime somebody says, with all due respect, they have no respect for you. And I can say that from when I have said that. You only say it to get away with whatever you want to say.
Exactly.
Well, I think you've read my book. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we...
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, buddy.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us, 844-967-2789.
You're double-crossing yourself now, like me leaving my wallet down at the TV station, then trying to cancel all my credit cards quick, and then the only good news is the credit card place I called, and they said, oh, call tomorrow during regular business hours.
So you didn't have to cancel and then get new ones. You're good to go.
My wife said, I think you can pause those things now. But, you know, I did like panic transfer all the money out of my checking accounts just so you couldn't.
Oh, no, that sucks.
So anyways, I moved the money around this morning. You know, fortunately, broke people don't have a whole lot of time or energy into moving money around. You know, I can do it, you know, like a bread box, not so much a wheelbarrow. Anyways, 844-967-2789. Obviously, CJ, call again to pat me on the back for going full CJ on Fox News this weekend.
Hey, CJ.
Howdy, gentlemen. Yeah, they bring on both sides. That's why they're number one for 25 years.
Pretty except on J6 Thursday night, baby. Did you hear me, CJ, or were you too busy Crudy cross-talking?
No, I heard you and saw you, and your mom must be so proud.
My mom's dead. Don't be making fun of my mama.
Come on, CJ.
I'll give you the Fox News treatment here in a minute, CJ. Be careful.
90% of inflation happened before Putin invaded. People know it. People are living it.
That's false.
Whoever called before
state your source.
We need to have voters educated.
False, false, false. I'm calling you, CJ. False. State your source, man. State your source. What's your source on that?
Every time I just filled up my tank, Dominic.
90% before? Come on, man. That's
this is under Biden.
90% before Trump. Putin invaded, man? You can just look at the cost of oil. You're wrong. You got to state your source. So come on here and just start talking just smack.
You know, CJ,
I don't
you
believe
say
you, dude.
70%, you'd be close to accurate.
You're living in fantasy world.
I'm just asking you to state your source, man. It's like you and Trump. Oh, I don't believe it. Well, so what if you don't believe it or not? What's your source?
6% inflation. First time ever, 8.6. First time ever, 501.
Wow, what a smoking economy Joe Biden's presiding over.
November, baby, we're coming.
Yeah, you keep coming, CJ. You and all your Trumpsters out there, all the megas. You know what? And there will, if it was up to people like you, if it was up to people like Trump, there would be no America, man. You'd be a fascist state. Because you, as long as your guy is saying what you want to hear, telling you who to hate, you're down to giving him money no matter if he puts it in his pocket and lies his ass off to you. As long as he can try to stay in power and stay out of jail and you believe all the racist crap that he says, then you will continue to support him. The guy lost.
CJ would be fine living in a fascistic state as long as he feels like his team
exactly
gets to be the fascist.
That's the whole point. There's no, you know, there is no love for America. CJ, do you love America? Because if you do, you wouldn't support a president and a Republican Party who orchestrated a coup against this country, who lost a free and fair election. I mean, it's that simple.
Don't get all fired up like that. You're gonna forget your wallet. 844-967-2789. Dominic, I don't know if you'd seen at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the headline here. I'll read it for you so you can catch on. Wisconsin congressional delegation offers split response to January 6th hearing as Republicans turn their attention elsewhere.
Yeah, sure. Like inflation.
As the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol presented damning new evidence Thursday night, that was last Thursday, about the insurrection, I call it a coup attempt, Wisconsin's top-ranking Republicans appeared to turn their attention elsewhere. Here's a quote from Congressman Brian Stahl, CD1. You can hear us there on 540 AM. If Congress is going to do primetime hearings for TV, we should do it on inflation. Okay, let's do that. I'm okay with that, but very few people would watch that. And your favorite network, Fox News would be the only ones covering it. But anyways, will there now be primetime hearings on inflation? The ever, you know, creative Tom Tiffany also asked on Twitter Friday morning. And then there's Glenn Grothman and Scott Fitzgerald, as well as U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who also tweeted about rising inflation Friday morning. It's almost like they're on the same talking points in some way,
weird,
shape, or form.
It's like they got the same memo.
But they made no mention of the hearing in which the bipartisan panel said former President Donald Trump oversaw, and here's a quote, a sophisticated 7-part plan to overturn the presidential election. You think they'd find that troubling? Despite claims that his advisors that the effort was baseless, the GOP lawmakers referenced rising prices and noted inflation recently hit a 40-year high. Well, there's CJ's talking point. Fitzgerald, Fitzy as we like to call him, rising inflation is a gut punch not only to every hardworking American, but also to every individual who fell for the snake oil economics this administration sold them. Now, is he talking about Trump or Biden in this
case?
Not
clear.
Oh, he must.
Yeah, must
he
be,
talked
must
about
be Biden.
Biden.
Yeah.
A little bit more. This is a quote from Brian Stile. American families are getting punched in the face. A lot of punching references.
Right?
Like, which, how about a nad punch next? Who's going for the nards? American families are getting punched in the face with rising costs at the grocery store and the gas station every day. I'm focused on creating solutions to address the issues impacting everyday Americans today, not made for TV hearings. Such as what? You voted against the oil price gouging bill last week.
Well, yes, they did.
May, about 3 weeks ago. Brian Stile, Scott Fitzgerald. Every single one of them voted against, except Ron Johnson. His day in legislation hasn't come up yet. Anyways, 844-967-2789. Beth from Indiana. Beth, welcome.
Hi, Beth.
Hi there, guys. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I really enjoy especially your sense of humor and getting your take on things. I just wanted to remind CJ and all those other fans of the right wing out there that are so confident about November that we are the majority in this country. They represent about 25% to 30% at best of the American people. And right now there's an awful lot of people fired up about not only Roe versus Wade and gun issues, but the thwarting of our democracy and the Constitution. So here's my messaging ideas. Here's what I think Democrats should pound home in the next few months. Quit whining about the Build Back Better and how we really want to do all these things for people. People don't like to take charity, so let's cut to this right down to the thing. Three C's, okay? Number one, we have common sense solutions for the American people. Number two, we stand up for the Constitution. And number three, we are rooting out corruption in this government so that the Constitution can keep standing. So no more corruption, stand up for the Constitution, and common sense solutions for people.
Well, that's a platform I could vote for, Beth.
Yes,
sounds like a winner to me.
I like it. I like it a lot. I love this plan.
Beth, really appreciate you listening in Indiana, the Hoosier state. That's where Mike Pence is from. I think Trump would like to send him back there, you know, in a pine box. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. The happier happy hour starts right now.